The beginning of this week's reading starts Vayera. Vayera means he showed himself. God appeared in front of Abraham after, at the end of the previous reading, he, Abraham, made the circumcision. Then he received, so to speak, the prize that God showed himself to him. And then it relates other ideas. Now, there's a story by the fourth Rebbe of Chabad. He was called Shalom Daver, the Rebbe Rashab, that when he was a child, 5-6 years, he appeared in front of his grandfather, who was the third Rebbe of Chabad, the Tzemach Tzedek, crying. And he was crying and crying and crying, a little boy crying, and the grandfather asked, "Why do you cry for?" And the boy answered that, "I don't know why God showed himself to Abraham and he doesn't show himself to us, to me. I want to see God." And the grandfather answered him, "Look, when a person at 99 years old, he decides that he has to circumcise himself, it is proper that God should show to him." Now, the story is a cute story, but we have to learn from this story. If we heard the story, it's because it has a teaching for us. And this teaching is actually in two ways. First of all, from the perspective of the child, he was crying, and from the perspective of the grandfather that answered this child, a particular answer. What can we learn out of this story? So let's start from the child's perspective. The child was crying because God did not show to him. It doesn't really matter what is your spiritual level. What are you, a child, quote unquote, in years or in knowledge? It doesn't really matter. You can have the feeling of anguish because God is not showing himself to you. I want to see God. I want to understand God. I want to enjoy my observance of the 613 commandments, 7 commandments, whatever the case is. I want to be connected to God, and I want to feel that. This is what we can learn out of the crying of this little boy. Now let's look at the perspective of the grandfather answering. What does it mean that a person at 99 years old, because he did a circumcision, then God has to show himself? What does that mean? And the idea is like that, like this. A person has different powers within himself. In general, we say that there are 10 powers within a person. Intellectual powers and emotional powers, it doesn't really matter what the details are. But the point is that we have 10 particular powers inside of us. Now, each one of these powers is actually composed of 10 components, because each one is connected with the other 10, the other 9, that's it. That is one power connected with components of the other 9 plus a component of itself. So you have power 1 composed of 9 parts of the other powers plus one part of itself. So we have 10 powers composed of 10 parts, 100. When a person reached a level that he actually worked on 99% of himself, 99 powers of his own soul, and he really reached a very high level, 99%, and he still realizes there's more work to do. There's more that I have to refine out of myself. I didn't reach anything. Like I said many times, Judaism is not about reaching. Judaism is about actually working on yourself. Then, in such a level, a person realizes that he still has to continue working. Definitely, it's proper that God should show to him. This is the perspective of the child and the perspective of the grandfather. Both perspectives reached us by learning this story. So we have to ask God, and not only ask, we have to demand to the point of crying, "I want to be a part of this. I want to feel godliness in my life." And on the other hand, you know, how's the way to actually reach that? Work on yourself. Even if you really did work on yourself to 99%, you have to continue working on yourself. And without a doubt, through each one of us working on ourselves and really arousing in ourselves the desire to feel God, certainly God is going to send Moshiach, the Messiah, and we will all see his presence.